Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack tribe. It is a new week, and I am recording this on Tuesday, March 31st. And so we are still amid the global pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic. For us, the new things that have happened in Massachusetts and in our city in the last week or so is it's basically been they've shut the borders. So they've shut the borders to Massachusetts. My parents are joking. My parents are in Connecticut, so they're joking that like, yep, we can't even come and visit you even if we wanted to because the government's not going to let us. Nobody in, nobody out kind of a thing. To do everything that we can to contain the spread of, the virus. And so I mentioned this simply because I know that a lot of you are listening right now, and it would almost seem like it would be amiss for me if I didn't mention that like we're going through this right now and we're in this together, and to also talk about some topics that are going to be relevant right now if you're listening right now. But I also want to make sure that I talk about topics that are going to be evergreen as well. So with all of that being said, the topic of the week is work from home chaos. OMG WFH. And so it's a new reality right now where people are working from home. Everybody's home. And even if you're used to working from home, there are for sure new challenges that you're going through right now. Like, for example, maybe you're used to working from home alone and your spouse isn't home with you and your kid or your kids aren't home with you. And so maybe that's the new challenge is you're all home. OMG, we're all home together. How do we do this? Or maybe you're not used to working from home at all. Like maybe you're used to working maybe 50, 60% remotely, but like this every single day kind of a thing is new to you. And so it's adding new challenges. It's adding new chaos. And you also may be in the boat where you're not used to working from home at all. Maybe you work for an organization that was like 100%, you got to be here, you got to be at work, you got to show your face, we want the butts in the seat. And now you're working from home and you're not even used to it. You're not used to working remotely. You don't know how to lead a team remotely. You don't know how to communicate remotely. Like you do, but not effectively. And so all of this, and not in a way that's going to be sustainable, like maybe for a couple of days. And then it's like, okay, at least we can get back to the office on Friday. Like this, who knows, right? That's kind of where we're living right now. We're living in who knows. And you can make that mean, oh God, who knows, this is terrible. Like, I have no idea. Oh my God, May 4th, right? Like that's like the thing in Massachusetts. I'm not sure if it's nationwide or not. I don't watch the news and I say that proudly. Like, I subscribe to like our local updates. And so we get texts and emails for what's going on in our city and in our state so that we can stay informed about what we can do and stay responsible and stay safe. But I don't watch the national news because it just doesn't serve me. And I don't need to know what's going on in the other states. What my goal is to just send out light in love, in help, however we possibly can. And that really is just continuing to run the business and to help technical managers and to really lean on our expertise. And that's all by way of saying, like, this whole May the 4th thing, it's like, okay, all businesses are closed until May the 4th, schools are closed until May the 4th. But like, that's just the next date that then they get to decide, do we extend it out even further? Do we extend the shelter in place? Do we extend the social distancing, the closing of all non-essential businesses? Do we extend that out even further? And it's most likely going to be yes. But like, we're living in who knows right now. And you can make it mean that it's chaos and disorder and there's no way you can deal with it. Or you can make it mean that, okay, that's my life right now. Let's embrace the uncertainty and let's do this. But I know that a lot of you are struggling right now. And for some of you, the struggle is very, very, very real. And if I asked you if you were struggling, you would say, yes, there's a new level of struggle that's going on right now because of the work from home, because of the uncertainty, because am I going to get laid off? Because I feel like I'm working 24/7, like I'm constantly on call 24/7. Like I thought work from home was supposed to bring me more freedom, but instead I'm losing sleep. I'm going insane. I'm tearing my hair out because my team doesn't know what to do and they're constantly slacking me. And my kid is over in the other room screaming and saying, mommy, mommy, or daddy, daddy, I'm bored, or mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy, the internet's broken. Or maybe you have kids that are in online classes, but they're not doing it, or they're bored with them, or they're not challenged, or that it's too hard. And you have kids crying all over the place about how the math is too hard and I need help with this and I miss my friends. And it's just taking a toll. And it's taking a toll mentally, it's taking a toll physically, emotionally, spiritually. It is draining you of every single ounce of energy that you have. And all you want is to just be able to lie down in peace and quiet, to just be able to get 6 or 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep. That's all you want right now. And it just doesn't seem possible in the current reality. So that's where a lot of you are. In this work from home sequestered chaos. But for some of you, it's more like a paper cut. It's more like, it's okay. Like, I can deal with it. Like, it's okay. But here's the thing. The paper cuts add up. So allow me for a moment to put some lemon juice on that paper cut. I want to make you aware of that paper cut because I don't want you living in denial that that paper cut isn't there or that there aren't more coming. Because for some of you, especially if you're used to working from home and or like if you just you feel like you have the support and it's okay, but it could be better. That's not a great place to live. Just okay. I'm coping. It's all good. It's acceptable. I'm keeping my head above water. Don't worry about me. And if that's where you are right now, what I invite you to do is to really just take a look at what are you tolerating? What are you tolerating right now that you don't need to be? What are you accepting right now? What are you settling for right now? Are you settling for okay? Are you settling for a state of mind and a level of stress that is just not sustainable in the weeks and months to come? And what's it going to mean? Like if you're just barely treading water right now, or if you're just doing okay right now, what's that going to mean for your career? Like you still have career challenges. You still want to upgrade your career. That's why you're listening to this. And then on top of that, we're dealing with the current chaos, the current uncertainty, the current insanity, as some people might call it. And buried beneath all of that is your career. Do you want to come out of this having to like you know, I'm moving my arms around if you're listening to the podcast, like in an effort to kind of show unburying yourself from the rubber, from the rubble. Is that what you want to do? Where you kind of want to kind of emerge like, okay, I can breathe again. Like, is that what you want it to be on the other side of this? Or do you want more than just my head's above water? Do you want to be coasting? Do you want to be flying? What are you settling for right now? What are you tolerating? So, for example, you may be tolerating a level of disorganization in your life right now that you normally wouldn't. And what you tell yourself is that it's all okay. You know, it's just the reality right now. There's no way it can be any better. All the kids are home. My husband's home as well. My team doesn't know how to use Slack because they never really learned how. And it's just the reality right now. Like, the reality right now is all we need to do is stay alive. You know, forget about dreams. Forget about looking to a brighter future. Like, really? I know I'm disorganized right now. I know that things are feeling like completely chaotic right now. And maybe I'm a little bit stressed than I usually am. But that's just the way it is. It's the way that everybody is right now, right? And you start to tell yourself the story that it's okay to be stressed, that it's okay to tolerate disorganization, that it's okay to settle for chaotic days when it's not. Because you are an intelligent, motivated technical manager who wants to upgrade your career, who wants, does not want to settle for mediocre. Ask yourself, in what ways are you settling for mediocre right now? Because the best leaders, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world around them, they never settle. And I know that that's who you want to be as well. And so what I want to offer you is a way out of the chaos, a way out of the rubble, a way out of settling, and a way towards continuing even among this chaos and this disorganization. We want to turn that into an opportunity to be an even better leader. Work from home or not. Kids at home or not. Wife at home or not. Husband at home or not. No matter what's going on, what I want to give you is an overarching strategy so that no matter what's going on in the external world, you're centered. You're like, I got this. And the strategy is focus on outcomes. Focus on outcomes. The number one question that I ask myself, especially when I'm in leadership, when I put my leadership hat on, but I even do this when I have my mom hat on or my wife hat on, although it's not as fun when I have the mom and wife hat on and Carter and Rob, my son and my husband make fun of me for it because I think it's fun to focus on outcomes. Like, this is cool stuff. This is what makes life fun, is to move towards an outcome. But definitely when you have your leadership hat on, when you have your work hat on, instead of focusing on tactics, strategies, how to, like everyone and their mother, by the way, everyone and their mother right now is apparently an expert in working from home. Everyone on Medium and on LinkedIn. And then there's some true experts. Like, I think I saw an HBR article, a Harvard Business Review article. And I think Plato also put out an article on, you know, working from home, remote work. And so I'm not going to add to all of the chaos and all of the band-aids that are out there about here's some tips and tricks on how to work from home and how to work remotely and how to do it more effectively and efficiently. You're smart enough to know who to listen to here. And by the way, I've been working remotely for my entire career. I've been working 100% remotely for the last 5 years. This is how I built this business. It's how I built the people stack, is 100% remotely. But even before that, I was always at least a certain percentage remote. And so I have 20 plus years of experience of successfully working remotely, leading remote teams. And so does Rob as well. So this is who we are. Like, this is just par for the course for us. And having Carter at home, a little bit of an extra challenge, but we're dealing with it. He's loving online learning. It's great. We're loving the work from home, school from home thing, and we're really embracing it. So just be careful who you're listening to and what tips and tricks you're deciding to try, because you want to keep your energy up during this time. You don't want to waste your energy. You don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste your mental resources on listening to people who aren't experts in the realm of this is how you work from home. This is how you work remotely. Because you know what? It's not the same as working in the same space as everyone else. It's not. It's harder. It's way harder to work remotely, as a lot of you are realizing right now, even if you're used to it. So I'm not going to add to the chatter around, here's some tips and tricks on how to work remotely. I'm not going to talk about how to. I'm not going to talk about tactics or even strategies. I'm talking about an overarching shift to make in how you work. And this is focus on outcomes. Do not focus on tactics. Do not focus on strategies. Do not focus on tips and tricks, and do not get in the weeds. Take a step back. How do you work remotely successfully? You focus on outcomes. Now, what does that mean? Every single day, you know what the desired outcome is for your team, for the projects, for the organization. What's the desired outcome? What is our goal? What does a successful day look like? What do we deliver? What do we get done? What does success look like? What's the desired outcome for today, for this week, for this next month? You gotta have those. Because if you don't have those, if you don't know your North Star, like your success North Star for your team, for your organization, for the projects that you're working on, no amount of tips and tricks are gonna help you, my friends. Because you're going to be going in the wrong direction and you're just going to be running in circles. And I know that that's the way that a lot of you feel right now, is that you're just running in circles. You're just on a hamster wheel. You're not actually getting anywhere. You're expending energy. You're expending efforts, but you're not moving the needle at all. If you want to be able to move the needle, you have to know what's the desired outcome. So make sure that you know that. Talk with your team about it. Talk with your boss about it. Go on Zoom, get on Slack. If you don't know what your desired outcome for today is, if you don't know what your desired outcome for tomorrow is, if you don't know what success, if you don't know what a win is, how do you know you're winning? If you cannot answer that question, it's time to have some conversations to figure that out. It has to start there. It has to start with clarity of what the outcome is. And then, and only then, can you say, this is going to be the best way to get there. And so look, I know that a lot of you are struggling right now. I know that a lot of you, and it's a range of struggle. It's from the, holy shit, tear your hair out kind of struggle to the, I got a few paper cuts, but everything's okay kind of struggle. But any of that kind of struggle, we don't want any of that for you. Because no one deserves to struggle. No one deserves that. Whether it's the little struggles or whether it's the big struggles or whether it's the in-between medium-sized kinds of struggles. We don't want you to be struggling, even right now. I don't believe that you need to, have to, should be struggling right now, despite what's going on in the world. I believe that every single one of you that's listening and watching right now deserves to live a life of joy and peace and gratitude and success and fulfillment. And yes, you can have that right now too. But the thing is, right now, it's going to be harder to achieve those things. And that's what we're here to help with. So if you know in your heart, hand on heart, that I know I'm capable of doing this, but I know I can't do this alone, then it's time to book a call with us. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Our mission is, as it always has been, to help you, the committed, the decisive, the resourceful technical managers who are absolutely on the path and want to get on the path toward building your dream career. And you know that what got you here is not what's going to get you there to your dream. You know that you need help. Because you can't see your blind spots, because you've never gone through this before, because you don't know how the hell to work from home effectively and efficiently, because you don't know how the hell to talk to senior leaders, and now you have to do it on Slack and over Zoom, and it's even harder. You don't know how to do it. You're sick and tired of being underpaid and underappreciated and overworked. That's all still the case, and now it's even harder, and that's what we're here to help with. So book a call with my team right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. And we're going to help you get absolutely clear on what is the chaos? What are you tolerating? What's not working in your career right now? And we're also going to get you absolutely clear on your career North Star. Where do you want to go? What dream do you want to build for yourself, for your team, for your family? Yes, even now, it is absolutely possible. So if you're ready to put that stake in the ground, draw a line in the sand and say, you know what? I've been kind of struggling up until this point, and I've decided that I need to struggle. You can decide right now, enough with that. I am not struggling anymore. I did in the past, but right now I got a dream to build. And right now it's more important than any other time because leaders rise up during these hard times. We show people the possibilities. We tap into the unlimited potential that is present in the universe, within ourselves. And we show people that yes, it's absolutely possible. So if you're ready to step up and do that right now, book a call immediately, thepeoplestack.com/book. So the message of the day, if you want to escape the work from home chaos, the disorganization, the tearing your hair out, death by a thousand paper cuts, I'm working from home and I can't take this anymore, you have to start with outcomes. What's my desired outcome for the day? Get clear on that. And then you can talk about the how, and you can talk about the tactics and strategies to get there. So that's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again really soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.